A lot of good stuff on the daf. Daf Kuf Yud Tes. This daf is pretty famous for a few different pieces, so hopefully we can get to all of them. Not a lot of necessarily any depth, but a lot of stuff about Shabbos to get us to appreciate Shabbos a little bit. So here we go. We are on Kuf Yud Tes Amar Aleph already. And it is a few lines down, Rabbi Chanina. Right? We had just said that Marbar of Ashi would not do any court cases with Talmid Chachamim because he always had an affinity towards them and he would not be able to incriminate himself, so he wouldn't be able to incriminate other Talmid Chachamim also. Now Gemara says, Rabbi Chaninim Ate Feka Panya Demali Shabasa. He would wrap himself in a cloak every Erev Shabbos and say, Omer bo v'netze likras Shabbos hamalka. Let's go and let us accept and receive, welcome, the Shabbos queen. That sounds very familiar, but this next line is going to sound even more familiar. Rebbe Yanai lavish mane malu Shabbos umikase v'omer bo yichala bo yichala. He would actually say the words, bo yichala, bo yichala. Yes, this is the source for Rav Shlomo Alkabetz's Licha Dodi. They didn't have Licha Dodi in the times of the Gemara. But in the 16th century, that's what Rav Shlomo Alkabetz used this Gemara as the basis for that for Licha Dodi. Likras Kala, to speak to the queen, to the bride. Rabbah bar Rav Huna ikla be Rabbah bar Rav Nachman krivu le tlas savi tache. He would come to the house of Rabbah bar Rav Nachman, and he brought him 3 sa of oiled biscuits. Right, this is just talking about all the wonderful things people did for Shabbos. Amar lahu mi havi yadas and dasina. Did you know that I was coming, and that's why you made all these things? So mi havi so amar lahu mi adifa slan mina. Who is more important than us? Are you more important to us than Shabbos? We didn't make it for you. We made it for Shabbos, right? Rabba Abba Zavin Tlesar Istri Pshite Bisra Mitlesar Tabache. He would make basically 13 pieces of meat of some kind from different butchers. Umashlamu Hatzinur Dedasha, and he would put them on the door hinge, meaning to the entrance of the house, He replaced the meats at the door hinge at the entrance of his house to hurry to bring another type of meat. I don't know what that means, but either way, Amar Luhu Asher Haya means hurry up and hurry up. So Rabbi Abba Hava Yasev Atachtaka Deshina Umoshev Nura. He would sit on this beautiful chair and he would fan the fire for before Shabbos so that the food would cook better. Ravanan Lavish Gunda, the Tan de Bayrishma, he would wear black, I think it was. Yeah, he would wear black, the Tan de Bayrishma, Bukadim Shavisha Ben Kater Larabo, Ayim Zog Bahan Kos Larabo, we saw this a few dapim ago, that he wouldn't, he would prepare the food in a different dress, that he would enjoy the food. Later, Rav Safra Machra Chresha, Rav Safra would roast the head of an animal, Rav Malach Shibuta, and Rava would salt a fish called a Shibuta. Rav Huna Madlik Shraga. Rav Huna would light the candles. This actually is a halacha that that men should be the ones to set up the candles. The women light the candles, but the men have a stake in it. Does Rashi say it over here? No, he doesn't say it over here. At other places, Rashi talks about how the man has the stake in lighting the candles. Not to light them himself, but to prepare them. It has to do with Anamar Rishon. Rav Papa Gadol Psilsa, he would spin the wicks, right? The same thing. Rav Chista Parasilka, Rav Chista would cut the beets. Rabbi Rav Yosef Mitzachit Tzive, they would cut the wood. Rabbi Zera Mitzatis Tzutze, he would, Rav Zera would prepare thin sticks for the lighting. Rav Nachmar Yitzchak Machatif Ayo Machatif Enafik. Rev Nachmar Yitzchak would be the one to carry things in and out for Shabbos. Ilu Mekalimli Rebbe, Ami Rebbe Asi, Milo Mechatif, Na Kamayhu. If Rebbe Ami and Rev Asi would be coming to my house, would I not also carry it? So for Shabbos, of course, I should carry it. V'ik the Amri, Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Asi, Mechatif, Ayo, no, Rebbe Ami, Ami, Rebbe Asi would be the ones to bring things in and out. Mechatif, Nakfi, V'nafki, Amri Ilu Klal Bei Rabbi Yochanan Milo Machatfinan Min Kamei. If the Gadol Rabbi Yochanan would come to our house, would I not also carry things? Of course I would carry them for Shabbos. So Yosef Moker Shabbos, have a Hugaba Shabbosit, have a Nefishe Nichse Tuba, another famous Gemara here. Yosef cherished Shabbos, whoever Yosef was. And there was this non-Jew in his town that was very, very wealthy. Amalei Kaldai, this Chaldean, once said to him, "Kul nichse Yosef mokeh shavi achalu." At some point, Yosef, this man that cherishes Shabbos, is going to consume all of your wealth. So Azal, one day, this non-Jew, Zabdinhu kul nichse, Zavan behu marganisa, he wanted to, liquefy his assets. So he sold all of his property, and he made it all into this one beautiful pearl. I think it was a pearl. Yeah, there's one beautiful pearl. So, and he put it in his hat. Also, Abasayani, he went on a boat. Why anyone would do this, I don't know. Bahade deka avar mabara afar chezika. A wind came, shadi b'maya, and it blew into the water. Bali kavara, and this fish ate it. Skua aisua panya demale shabasa. One time, a fisherman came and fished it out of the water. So Armiman Zavin Hiashta, wait a second, what am I gonna do with this fish? It's the end of Friday. Who's gonna buy a fish at the end of the weekend or at the beginning of the weekend? So Armaluhu Zilu am to you Lagabe Yosef Moker Shabbat. Diragul de Zavin, go to this guy Yosef. He always tries to buy things for Shabbos. He would buy it because he loves buying things for Shabbos. I'm too in the hell. He brought to him Zavne Kari Ashkeche Marganisa. When he cut it open for Shabbos, he saw this pearl. Zavne Betleitz Elasa Dedayr Bedava, and he took the pearl and he sold it for 13 vessels filled with golden dinars. Pagabe Ahusaba Amar Man de Yosef Shabbat Par A Shabbat. Anyone who lends for Shabbos, Shabbos repays him. Right? Similar to a Gemara and Beitza, that whatever you put into Shabbos, you're going to get repaid. Similar to the phrase that women oft quote, which is, you can't gain calories on Shabbos. Whatever you eat is not going to gain any weight. It's for Shabbos. Same thing with money. Whatever you give it to Shabbos, Shabbos will pay back to you somehow. So, Bar Minei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Ashirim Sheberetz Yisrael, B'mahim Zochin. Why were the wealthy people in Eretz Yisrael meriting to get so much wealth? Amar Leib Bishvil Shema Asrin, because they did Meister. Famous drasha here too. Shenemar Aser Taser. We say by the Yantif. We often lane this phrase. So the Gemara says Aser Bishvil Shatis Asher. The greatest skula for getting wealth is giving meiser, is giving tzedakah. Sheb Bavel b'mahin zochin. Why is it that in Bavel they were able to be merit to wealth? Amar le b'shul shemechabnias la Torah, because they honored the Torah. Sheb Shara Yisrael's mazel b'zochin. Why? What about every other place? Not Eretz Yisrael and not Bavel. Amar le b'shul shemechabnias la Shabbos, because they honor Shabbos. Dam Rabbi Chia bar Abba pamach desarachti itzel ba'avayz ve'lutkia. I once this place in Lutkia. I'm not really sure where Lutkia is, but I assume it's not. It's not above at Lower Israel. They have Ilufan of Shulchan Shalzam, Asoy Shisha Asr Bne Adam, Meshesha Asre Shalshal, Shalkas Kvulospo. They brought me this big, beautiful gold table, and it had these big, beautiful silver chains. Meshesha Asre Shalshal, Shalkasav, Kvulospo. It had 16 different. That's the Ukaros Vakosos Kitonios, Slochios, Kvulospo. It had all these cups and bowls and flasks. Connected to and plates connected to it. Vallav komini machal komini gadim basamim, and they brought out all this beautiful food. Honestly, sounds a lot like America. Uchshemanichem also omrim laHashem haritzim ulo. When they brought it out, they would say, "This is all for Hashem." Uchshemasalkin also omrim Hashemaim Shemaim laHashem haritzim ulo. And the son of the Adam, the heavens are for Hashem, and the land is for man. So Martilo benim mezachisa lekach. How did you merit to have such wealth? So Amali katzav hayisia was a slaughter room. Kol behemah shayisa now every beautiful animal that I came to. Amarti zutei l'Shabbos. This is similar to another Gemara about Beis Hillel Shammai. We're not going to get into it. Zutei Shabbos, this beautiful animal should be for Shabbos. So Amar Tilo Ashrecha Shezachisa Ubaruch Hamokim Shezikach Lakach. Happy are you that merited this, or blessed or praiseworthy are you. Ashrecha could mean different things. And then it says also, blessed is Hashem who has afforded you this merit. So Amar Kesar Rabbi Yeshua, there's one Roman emperor once said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, "Why is it that the Shabbos cooked dishes. The smell is always so, it says here, diffusing. I think it means that it goes around. Amar le tavlin echad yesh lanu b'Shabbos shemo. We have this one dish, and Shabbos is its name. Sha'anu metilin osoch v'yechon odef. We put cooked food dishes into this Shabbos, and it just gives off this wonderful smell. So Amar lo tein lanu himenu. Give me some of it. So Amar lo kol m'Shabbos haShabbos ma'alo. Anyone who has Shabbos, anyone who observes Shabbos is going to help them. Ve'eshenu m'Shabbos haShabbos inu ma'alo. But if you don't keep Shabbos, so then it's not going to help you. Amar lo reish kolus lo revne hamnuna ma'ay dechsev lo kadosh Hashem mechubad. Pasuk in Yeshayo says that those who honor or sanctify the Holy One of Hashem is honored. I guess the one who sanctifies Hashem. So Gemara says, "Zeh Yom Kippurim she'im bo achil v'lashdia." Amar Torah, "Kabdu b'zuk nikiya." So it says it's referring to the holiest day or a holy day, which is Yom Kippur, and you do so with nice clothing because you can't eat or drink. V'chi baditoh, which is reference to Shabbos. Rav Amar lahakti m'shmul Amar la'acher. Rav says that means that you should start your Shabbos meals as early as possible. This is a source for the early minyan on Shabbos. They should eat Shabbos meal as early as possible. Ushmol amar la'acher. And Shmuel says, no, you should eat it later, as late as possible. Rashi tells us, so that you're hungrier. And when you're hungrier, you're going to be more mechay, you're going to be honoring the meal, you're going to be cherishing the meal more. So amar le b'nei Rav, palar bar. This is also interesting to America, or to, I guess, the modern world. So Bnei Rav Papa says to their father, what about us? We have meat and wine all the time. So how do we make Shabbos special? So he says, Amar lehu irigilisu akdume achruha. Now, maybe people have different types of meat nowadays, and that's why they make Shabbos special. But either way, so he says, how should you do it? If you're usually having your regular weekday meal earlier, so then have a Shabbos meal a little later. Akduma akdumuha. If you have it later, so then you should have Shabbos meal earlier. Make some differentiation for the meal. Rav Sheshes bekaita mosiv luhul rabban hech demata shimsha. This is a very interesting gemara here. That Rav Sheshes, he would set up the chairs in the base medrash or in the shul, so that in the summer he would put the rabbis, the talmid chacham, he would put them in the sun, so that when it comes to the end of davening, they just want to get out of there. They just want to leave shul so quickly, so they go home and eat their meal already. And similarly, besitzva, most of the rabbanu hech demata tula, and in the winter he would put them in the shade, so that they'd get really cold. Kiyach delikume haya, that they would get up quickly, and they would go back home again to eat Shabbos as quickly as possible. Because they shouldn't sit around and socialize when you have a meal to have. Maybe they didn't have kiddushes back then. I don't know. Rabbi Zera Mahadar Azuzazu Rabbanan, he would always have pairs of the Talmid Chachamim, which were talking, that they would always be talking on Shabbos. Amar lehu b'matutsu minayich lo techalalune. Do not mechal Shabbos by not going to eat your Shabbos meal. You have to go eat your Shabbos meal. Don't sit here and talk. You have food to eat. Again, probably because they didn't have a nice, wonderful kiddush to be ma'anik Shabbos with. Amar Rava, v'yitem Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So, and this is actually how we've been telling people to do on Friday night when they've been davening at home. Even a person who's davening by himself should say the paragraph of Vayechulu. Anyone who says the words of the paragraph Vayechulu, it's as if he becomes a partner with Hashem. How? But b'masa bereishis, in the creation of the world, shenembar Vayechulu, akri Vayechulu, ela Vayechalu. Doesn't mean that he finished them, but it means they finished them. Meaning, you become a partner in Hashem's creation of the world. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Asha Dibarish Maaseh. How do you know that speech is like action? Shenemar b'divar Hashem shamayim nasu. Pasuk in Tehillim, I'm not really sure why we need that right now. But either way, it means that Hashem said something and the world was created. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Umar Ukva, Komas Baal Rav Shabbos, Amar Aichul, Shnei Malach HaShars. This is a famous Gemara too. When you say about Aichul, two angels come. The angels say that your sins should be forgiven. Tanya Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer Shnei Malach Hashem Malav Nol Adam Harav Shabbos Mesa Knesset Leiso. Every person has two angels escort him from shul back home. Echad tov, echad ra. One's a good angel, one's a bad angel. Imagine the two shoulders. Uchshebar lebeiso motzi nerdalik mshulchan aruch mitasu mitzas. And when they come home and they see that the candles are burning, and they see that the table is set, and they see that the beds are made. Malach tov omer hirazon sheitei shabbos acharis kach. The good angel says, Mirtz Hashem, next week it should be the same exact way. And Malach Ra, Ona Amen Bal Karcho. The other evil angel has to say, yes, Amen, I have to agree. If Yim Lav, however, if the house is not set up nicely, it's not prepared for Shabbos. Malach Ra Omer, the evil angel says, Yiratzon Sheite Shabbos Acheres Kach, that Mirtz Hashem, next week it should be the same way that you're not prepared for Shabbos. Umalach Tov Ona Amen Bal Karcho, and the good angel who wants Shabbos to be prepared for and wants Shabbos to be nice, he also has to say Amen, based on the fact that you weren't prepared this Shabbos. Famous Gemara, and also the basis of Shalom Aleichem. Right? Shalom Aleichem, Malach HaYasharis. Right? Welcome to my home, the angels. And then we say, Boachem L'Shalom, come into my home. Hopefully the table is set. And then ultimately say, with Seiskel L'Shalom, okay, you can leave now. But this is the conversation that they're having when we bring them in. So Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "The Olam is after Adam Shulchan Be'er Shabbos. A person should always set their table before Shabbos. Afa b'she'enu tzarich la'el kazayis. Even if he only has to eat a little bit, you have to make sure that the table is set for the honor of Shabbos." For Amar Rabbi Chanina, "The Olam is after Adam Shulchan Motzei Shabbos. And similarly, you should also set your table on Motzei Shabbos. Afa b'she'enu tzarich la'el kazayis. Could all do better on this probably. Even if you only have to eat a little bit to do a malav malka, you should still make your Shabbos table nice, or your Motzei Shabbos table nice. Chamim Motzei Shabbos Melugma, pas Chamim Motzei Shabbos Melugma. If you have hot water on Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos, so that has a healing effect. And similarly with hot bread, if you have nice food to escort Shabbos out, so then it brings a reward, a remedy for you. Rabbi Abba Hava Avdin Leibah, look at Shabbos Igla Tilsa. He used to make this delicacy of a fine meat. Machlokas, what does that mean? Third born calf or a 3 year old calf. Hava Achumene Kol Yosa, he would eat the kidney. Ki Gadal Avime Berei, when Avime grew up, his son Amalei Lamalach Avsude Kulehai. Why do you have to waste so much food? Nishba kul yasu ma'ali Shabbos. Why don't you take the kidney that you made on Erev Shabbos and just use it for Motzei Shabbos? Why do you have to shech the new animal every time? Shavkua va'asa ariachlai. So they tried it 1 week and a lion came and ate the calf, and clearly that was not a good plan. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol ona amen yehesh merab mvarach b'chol kocho koren lo gzardino. Anyone who says amen yehesh merab with all of his might, so then you get your evil decree is ripped apart. This is why it's so important to pay attention to Kaddish and to say it out loud. Rashi says that it means actually with a lot of kavana. I think Tosfos says that it means saying it loudly, actually literally saying it loudly. Why is it that punishments are annulled? Mishum de Baruch Hashem, because you blessed Hashem. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Afili Yesh Boshemet Shal Avodah Zarah. Even if you have a little bit of Avodah Zarah inside, Mochel Lo, you get forgiven if you say Amen Yesh Mer Abba. Ksiv Hacha Befroa Paros, Ksiv Hasan Ki Paruahu. This is by Avodah Zarah, by the Egla Zav. So it's interesting that they call that Shemesh Shavodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah Mamish, but it's a little bit of Avodah Zarah because, as we know, the Egel Zav was in place of Moshe Rabbeinu, not in place of Hashem. So maybe that's why it says it like that. So Amri Shlakish, Kala Ona Amen B'chol Kocha Postal Shari Gan Eden. Anyone who says Amen, just Amen, with all of his might, with all of his Kavan, according to Rashi, then you get Gan Eden. Then at least the gates are open to you for Gan Eden. Shnei Mar Pisku Sharim V'Yavo Goy Tzadik Shomer Amunim Atik Shemer Amunim Ela Shomrim Amen. You say, Amen, my Amen, I'm Rabbi Chanina, Kel Melech Ne'aman. The word Amen is an acronym for the fact that Hashem is a faithful king. I'm Rabbi Huda Bred Rav Shmuel Mishmei Derav, Ein Hadleika Mitzuya Ela Makam Sheish Chil Shabbos. The only time there's a fire is when you have Chil Shabbos. I think Rav Avadra Gosef got in trouble for quoting this Gemara in a modern circumstance when there was a fire in Eretz Yisrael. And people did not like it. But that's what the Gemara says. How do you apply it? I'm not sure. But it says you only have a fire when there's Chil Shabbos around. Shneamar v'imlo sishmul alai l'kaddish as yom Shabbos l'vatis es masav v'gomer v'itzati esh b'sharav v'achla armanos Yerushalayim. And the fire is going to consume Yerushalayim, lo sichbe, and it's not going to be extinguished. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ev lo sichbe." What does it mean? It's not going to be extinguished. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak b'shash she'en b'nei adam mitzuyin l'chabosa. It's going to create a fire when there's nobody else around to put it out. So Amar Avaya lo charbi Yerushalayim. And now we're going to go into a lot of preparation for the 3 weeks. Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? So here we go. I think there are 10 different reasons coming up. They made Chil Shabbos is the reason. They disappeared from Shabbos and I was profaned among them. They didn't say Shema in the morning and the evening. We don't have time to interpret all these drushas, but it's because they didn't say Kriya Shema properly in the morning and the evening. They didn't properly have school for the children. They didn't have cheder. They didn't teach them Torah. The kids need to learn from an early age. That the kids are outside. They weren't shameful to do things wrong in front of each other. Right? It's one thing to do something wrong, but it's another thing to not feel any shame for it. So that's even more of a problem. And that's why the Yerushalayim was destroyed, according to Ula. They didn't give proper respect to those that were greater. Meaning a Kohen or a Levi, Shinemba Hoya Ka'am Kohen, everyone was like a Kohen, Uchsiv Basre, Hibok, Tibok, Haaretz, that the land will become desolate. Amrav Amram Bered, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Chanina, Lochar Vishlam El Bishvishlahu Chichuzetze. They didn't give rebuke to each other. They didn't teach each other how to do things better. They didn't give constructive criticism. You have to be able to do it properly, as the Gemara in Erechin talks about, and we were talking about Wednesday night here. But either way, they didn't give rebuke to each other. Shinemar Hayu Sarah Kayalim Lomatumir Eh. It was like they had, they were like people with no flock. They had no one to. They didn't teach anyone. Ma'ayel zeh roshel shel zeh b'tzad zenavo shel zeh. Just like a ram has his head at the tail of this person, af yisro, or their tail, the head of the other person, the other animal, af yisro shavoso ador. Kav shu p'neim b'karka v'lochichu zeh zeh. They buried their head in the ground and they did not even look to try to criticize other people. I guess that's the original buried your head in the sand. They disgraced Tamid Chachamim. That's why that Yerushalayim was disgraced. They were so disrespectful to the Nevi'im until there was nothing to help them. My ad in lein marpei. What does it mean? Until there's nothing to heal. Anyone who disgraces Torah scholars, they do not have anything to heal from. They have no way to heal any problem that they have. Amrav Yudah Marav, my dechsiv al tigubim shechayv in divat tareyu. Pasuk in Divar Yam, we say at some point during Daphne, I don't remember when. Al tigubim shechayv, maybe it's in Tachanun? I don't remember. No, it's not in Tachanun. Al tigubim shechayv in divat tareyu. Maybe it's in Shabbos somewhere. El Tinok Shal Beis Rabban is referring to the children of the schools. That's referring to the Torah scholars. Amri Shlakish Mishim Rabbi Shua Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. In Olam Eskayim El Bishul Hav El Tinok Shal Beis Rabban. I quoted this a couple days ago in Mincha Maariv. That the world is endured by the words, by the breathing of the children in school. Amri Leir of Papal Abaye Didi V'Didach Mai. What about us? What about our words? We're not children, but do we get anything? So there's no comparison to the child who's learning Torah, and there's no sin that goes along with it because he's still a child, to those that have sins. That's what Rav Papa and Abaye both had. According to this Gemara, the children should always be learning. They shouldn't even take a day off for the base of Mikdash being built. And this is actually there's a school in Yerushalayim that the school only takes off on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Those are the only 2 days that they don't have school. Every other day that they are learning. This is how I learned from my forefathers. Kol ir she'en batinog shebeis rabin machriven osa, anyone that doesn't have a school, that any city doesn't have a school, the city is going to be destroyed. Ravina amar machriven osa, that you should excommunicate it, or it says leave it desolate here. They didn't have trustworthy people. Is that really true that they weren't trustworthy? They didn't have any trust, any faith. Even at a time where they were all failing in Yerushalayim, they all had a certain trust. Shema, you supposed, or faith. Aviv, Lemor, Simula, Lacha, Katsin, Tialanu, Devarim, Shabne, Adam, Miskasin, Behens, Simula, Yeshnam, Yadecha, people that used to cover up like a garment, they would cover up their secrets, are in your hands, meaning that that they are trustworthy, I guess. And this ruin is under your care, meaning things that people do not usually understand. Or people that things that people don't, usually don't fail unless they misunderstand them, they are in your care. He will rise on that day, saying, "I will not be a ruler." Pasuk in Yeshayahu, "Ein Yisrael lashon shavua," and that's referring to taking an oath. "V'chenu omar lo tisa Hashem Hashem lo ye achovesh," that you're not going to take Hashem's name in vain. "Lo ye lo ye achovesh," you're not going to rise up. "Lo ye mechovesh," sorry, "chovesh lo ye." They're not going to be ones that not going to be a ruler. I'm not going to be ones that close themselves off from learning. But basically, I don't have any of these things. So it sounds like a pretty faithful person. They have some of these things. I'm not really sure all the drushes, but it said over there that you can trust them. So my Dilma Shani Hasam to Iamarlu Gamirna, so Amarlu Imalan. So if you would tell them to learn, so then they would learn. As had he told them, "I studied Torah," they would have said to him, "Tell us what you studied," meaning that it wasn't that they were completely ignorant and they didn't want to learn, it's just that they didn't do it. Havale Lamar Gamara Shach. My lo eyachovish. What does it mean that they're not going to rule over the base measure? It means klal, that they didn't learn at all. So the Gemara says, and that's the end of the Brisa, basically saying that that maybe they were trustworthy based on the earlier part of the Brisa, I think. So lo kasha kambi di retorah kambi b'masim latan. What it means over there is when it comes to Torah, they might have been okay, but when it comes to trustworthiness, they were not. They were not trustworthy when it comes to business. So that's what it means, that there was no trustworthy people in Yerushalayim. A lot to digest there, a lot to talk about. Unclear why we focus more on the other Gemaras of Yuma, about Sinas Chinam, and the three big sins which destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. This Gemara has a lot more to say about other reasons for the Beis HaMikdash destruction. Obviously something we can focus on coming up. A lot of things in there that we can do a little, probably do better on. So hopefully we can take the Gemara to heart and prepare for the 3 weeks. And also all the Gemaras that we talked about earlier in the Daf that help us prepare for Shabbos. Okay, I cannot guarantee Sunday 9 o'clock, but I'll say in the group if we're having it on Sunday 9 o'clock or at 8 o'clock. Okay? I'll be on the road at some point. I just don't know when.